President Bush's foreign policy has been notable for several things, and among them the use of a preemptive attack. That's the idea that you should strike an enemy before he strikes you. Renee Montaigne spoke to NPR national security correspondent Tom Gelton about the president's policies and about how, if at all, they might change in the president's second term.
There is no sign that President Bush has retreated in an ideological sense in any way from those doctrines. And in fact, there are places where those ideas would seem to apply. I mean, Iran and North Korea both represent states that could be taken as threatening to U.S. national security interests. There's also growing evidence that terrorists and insurgents currently operating in Iraq are coming from Syria, and that there has been less of an effort by the Syrian government to control them than there probably should have been. But while there is no difference in theory, I would say, in this administration, in this next term, in practice, I think those ideas are likely to be implemented a lot less often. Remember, we have 150,000 troops now tied down in Iraq, plus the economic factors, the cost of this war on top of the budget deficit. These all raise the question of what the country can practically afford to do.
Another of the president's big ideas is that freedom is on the march around the world. Is it likely that promoting democracy will be a major foreign policy theme throughout this next term?
Renee, I think at least at the rhetorical level, it's likely to be an even bigger theme than it was in the first term. In the president's last press conference, for example, he talked about how Afghanistan has held its first elections in 5,000 years. This clearly is an idea that's important to the president. The question is how much attention this goal can get in practice in those cases where promoting democracy and protecting U.S. national security interests might come into conflict. Because in that same press conference, the president praised Pakistan's president, General Pervez Musharraf, for his contributions in helping the United States fight the war on terrorism. But remember, Musharraf is a military officer who came to power in a military coup, and he has so far not followed through on a promise to step down as head of the army. Here is an example where the United States has to choose between promoting democracy and supporting an ally in the war on terror.
Of course, we're going to see elections in Iraq and the Palestinian territories next month. That will be a big test for democracy, won't it?
It certainly will, Renee. If those elections come off relatively well, it'll be a huge boost for the administration's democracy agenda. In Iraq, the elections will pretty much be a success simply if they can be held without major disruption. In the Palestinian territories, the goal is more comprehensive. There is great hope that the election of Mahmoud Abbas as the new leader there could usher in a genuinely new chapter in Israeli-Palestinian relations and one that could open the door to real progress toward peace.
NPR national security correspondent Tom Gelton. Thanks much, Tom.
Thank you, Renee.